Let's have another cup of Lipton tea.
Lipton tea and Lipton soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scout.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton, Lipton tea. You know it's Lipton tea, if it's C-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Thank you, Peggy Marshall, the quartet, George Bryan, everybody, Archie Blyer. Oh, gee, you look pretty tonight. Doesn't he look? What's with the soup and fish? What's that for? Oh, nighttime show.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have taken the overalls off.
Anyway, gee, isn't the place all lighted up nice for television and everything? How do I look? Okay.
This is Godfrey back on the Talent Scout show again after the longest week of my life. In the 7 days since you heard me last, I've spent 52 hours in one of Eddie Rickenbacker's constellations, 30 days in South America, a month lying around in Miami and Puerto Rico, and down on the farm in Old Virginia. What's the date today? September 26th. Yeah, that's right. September 26th. Gee, that's funny. I seem to have lost my touch. Last week I said it was September 19th. Everybody died in here. This week I say what date it is. What do I get? A note from the sponsor to quit stalling. I had a nice time on my vacation, though. In a month I saw 9 different countries. And you know the wonderful thing about traveling outside this country? Getting back home. I suppose you read about some of those riots they had in South America this summer. You know what caused all the trouble? It was me, all right. Never, never go into a restaurant in Brazil and ask for tea. Don't do it. Well, anyway, it's Lipton soup and tea time. Time to meet the first talent scout, who is Mr. Laurie E. Lane. Is that right?
That's right.
Do I pronounce that correctly? Laurie, that's an unusual first name, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Godfrey, it's sort of unusual, but it's quite common among the Finns. I do get embarrassed at times as I get mail addressed to Miss Laurie E. Lane.
Miss Laurie. Oh, you're a Finn, are you? Born in Finland?
That's right, Mr. Godfrey. I was born in Finland, raised in Canada, and have lived in the United States for the best part of my life.
I see. And how old would that be? I'd say about 35 or so, huh?
Thank you very much.
You certainly don't look any older than I have. What do you do for a living that keeps you looking so young?
I'm a printing pressman. I was working as a color pressman for the Arrow Press here in New York City.
The Arrow Press here in New York, huh?
That's right.
And what do you do for hobbies and spare time?
I'm interested in amateur theatricals, choruses, and stuff like that.
And chorus work, huh? Do you sing yourself?
I do a little, yes.
Is that so? My wife is quite a choral singer, too. I get a dose of it every time I go home, every weekend. What do you like to sing especially?
Folk songs, mainly.
Folk songs, Finnish folk songs,
Finnish folk songs.
Tell me something, will you? I just came back from South America, and I learned how to say it in Spanish, and I learned how to say it in Portuguese. Tell me, how do you say good evening in Finnish?
Hyvää iltaa.
Give me that again.
Hyvää iltaa.
Hyvää iltaa.
That's right.
Hyvää iltaa.
You're learning fast, you know?
Hyvää iltaa. That means good evening.
That's right.
How do you say good night?
Hyvää yötä. Well, that's really hard.
Hyvää yötä. Hyvää yötä.
Hyvää yötä.
Hyvää yötä. Hyvää yötä. Gee, that's a hard one to learn, isn't it? I'd like to learn that language.
You have to go to France to learn to pronounce that.
Can the French speak Finnish?
They can say the U.
I never can say the U.
It's hard.
No, it's very
hard. Quite a lot of difficulty with that.
Yes, yes. Well, tell me now, we know all about you, Mr. Lane. Whom did you bring with you?
It's a young 19-year-old Finnish boy. His name is Paul Norback. He's a concert accordionist.
A concert accordionist, huh? That's right. They tell me that over in Finland, they really make an instrument out of the accordion. There's no plaything over there.
They do.
Really classical music they play with it, right?
They do.
And they study it for lifetimes and things. Now, this boy is... tell me about him. What do you know about him? Where did he come from? He came from Finland, yes, but how long has he been here?
I met him the beginning of May when he came from Finland, right after he had taken second place in the European accordion contest that was held in Stockholm, Sweden.
He took second place. How many people would have participated in that?
I don't know the number, but there were quite a few countries, particularly all the northern countries and a few of the other countries.
Oh, it was an international thing.
It was an international.
Oh, wonderful. That's quite an achievement.
Yes, and he's worked quite hard at it. He's been at it ever since he was 6 years old. He studied at the Vasa and Helsinki Conservatories of Music.
Uh-huh.
And he has given concerts and has appeared as a soloist with the various symphony orchestras in Finland.
With the symphony orchestras? And what's he doing now?
He's on a concert tour of this country. But I thought that if I could get him on your show, there would be ever so many people that had a chance to hear
him. Well, that's good. Thank you very much, Mr. Lane. We won't keep him or the audience waiting any longer. Thank you, sir. Let's have the Lipton Spotlight on your talent, Mr. Paul Norbach. Paul Norbach. Paul Norbach. Is my hair sticking up in the back? While he was playing, the vice president in charge of the hair sticking up in the back came out to tell me about it. Is that better? Thank you. That South American barber did that for me. See, that was wonderful. $4.50 for that haircut. Well, let's see. We got a commercial here. I hope this is still sponsored, is it, Archie? This is still the Lipton Show. What is this they sent me here? Some piece of script or other. It says, in a couple of weeks, TBS. In a couple of weeks, TBS. Translated, this means, in a couple of weeks, TBS. This is all we can tell you at this time because it's a big fat secret over at Lipton's. But please mention that in a couple of weeks, TBS. So in a couple of weeks, TBS. Boy, that's really selling soup, ain't it, kid? Okay with me, I don't care. Bring on the next man here. Who is it? Mr. Ted Rao. Oh, hello there, Mr. Rao. How are you? Glad to see you, sir. Sit down. Do you know what TBS means?
TBS?
Yeah.
I give up.
Something my client says in a couple of weeks, TBS. He says it's a big fat secret. I know what he can do with it, too. Let's see. Hold on. Mr. Rao, R-A-U. Mr. Rao, where do you come from, sir?
Hasbrook Heights.
Hasbrook Heights. My hometown. Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. That's where I went to school.
I believe everybody talks about it up there, Arthur.
In Hasbrook Heights, do they?
Yes, they do.
I paid the bills. They don't have to talk anymore. Oh, I was 9 years in the kindergarten over there. I had a wonderful time. Where do you live on? What street do you live on?
Terrace Avenue.
Terrace Avenue. I used to live there one time. You know down there where Ripley's Fish Market used to be?
They took that away.
They took it away? The old place isn't the same, huh?
Not the same no more, Arthur.
Are you married?
Very much. 25 years.
25 years married. Hey, that's one to the same woman, huh?
Same woman.
Well, that's wonderful. Got any children?
No children.
No children? Hey, that's great. You and the wife just get along fine together, huh? What do you do for a living?
I work at the Western Electric. I'm plant inspector.
Where? What plant?
In Kearney, New Jersey.
In Kearney? Oh, yeah. Folks from your hometown there. Do you have any hobbies?
I sure do.
What do you do?
Barbershop singing is
mine. Ah, ha, ha. What's your voice? Tenor, I bet.
Tenor it is.
Oh, wonderful. Do you belong to that outfit? What's the name of it?
The SPEBSQSA Incorporated.
The SPEBSQSA
Incorporated.
Oh, we got to put that ink on there. Huh? You know, I'm a member of that outfit, too.
Good. What chapter are you?
The from? Manhattan chapter here in New York, yes.
One of the largest chapters.
I never attended any meetings yet, but one day I'm going to do it. I love to hear you guys sing. It's just wonderful. Well, tell me, what did you bring for talent? Not a barbershop quartet.
Well, not a man's barbershop quartet. I brought a lady's barbershop quartet.
Go on. Ladies' barbershop? Oh, that's wonderful. You mean they use the same technique and same harmony?
Well, they try to. One of the girls, her father is the president of the SPEPSQSA Incorporated.
He's the president, huh?
That's right.
Well, and tell me who these girls are. What do they call themselves?
They call themselves the Cordettes.
Cordettes, huh?
From Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan, Wisconsin. My. How'd you meet them?
Well, my quartet won the international championship in 1946 out in Cleveland.
Ah, so... The one you sing with.
What's
the name of your outfit?
Garden State Quartet.
Oh, the Garden State. Sure. I've heard. We got some records of yours we used to play. Now, how did you meet this gang of gals from Sheboygan?
We met them out in Milwaukee. At one of these barbershop quartet affairs, you know.
Oh, I see. You were just wandering around singing away.
But this is strictly a men's organization, you understand.
And how did these gals get in there?
But Ginny, she found some of her father's music around the house, and she got a girls' quartet together, and I got them with me tonight.
Oh, wonderful. The Cordettes. Now, let's get them on out here. Have they done anything professionally?
Oh, they toured all over the country, Arthur.
Good. Let's get them out here. The Cordettes. Thanks ever so much, Mr. Rao. We'll have the Lipton spotlight on them right now. The Cordettes.
Listen, I will tell you how to ball the deck. First you put your two knees close up tight. You sway them to the left and you sway them to the right. You step around the floor kind of nice and light. Then you twist around and round with all your might. Stretch your loving arms right out in space. You do the eagle rock with a silent grace. Put your right foot out and bring it back. Now that's what I call balling the jack. Ever feel restless and nothing to do? Seen all the movies and been to the zoo. You've read all the papers and gone through your mail. You wanna shove off, but there's no place to sail.
Now, mister,
take our advice, get yourself a nice date. Pick out a gal who is ready by 8, then take her out dancing. And don't hurry back. Swear around in heaven. Fall in the jack. First you put your two knees close up tight. You sway to the left and you sway to the right. You step around the floor kind of nice and light. And then you twist around and twist around with all your might. Stretch your loving arms right out in space. You do the eagle rock with a silent grace.
Put your
right foot out and then you bring it back. Now that's what I call balling the jack.
Boy, yes.
Well, we better get on with the show here. The next talent scout is Miss Eleanor Young. Hello there. How do you do? Come on over here and sit down. Wait a minute. Don't get tangled up in there. See? Is it Miss or Mrs. Young?
Well, it's Mrs.
Mrs. Young, huh? Mm-hmm. For such a little bitty gal to be a Mrs. Young? How much do you weigh, soaking wet?
I weigh about 96.
96 pounds. My. Are you doing anything besides being a housewife?
Yeah, I'm a dressmaker. In fact, I make shirts for the next talent.
You make shirts for the next talent?
And shirts as well as dresses and suits and everything.
See, I need a couple of new ones. Fix me up a little bit. Who is this next talent, Mrs. Young?
His name is Wally Cox.
Wallace Cox,
yeah.
Huh? Wally, you call him?
Wally
Cox?
Yeah.
Tell me about him. How'd you meet him?
Well,
you make his shirts in the first place.
That's right. And we live in the same building, you know. We have a hall phone.
Oh, yes.
I'm the one who answers the phone.
And you caught him out there in his undershirt one day and made him a shirt. I see. What does he do for a living?
Well, he's a silversmith. He makes handmade silver jewelry.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. But does he do anything professionally in show business?
Yes, he's been at the Blue Angel and the Village Vanguard.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What's his act? What's he do?
Well, he's a comedian. He does, well, you're going to see.
Okay, all right. Let's let him out here. The Lipton Spotlight Center's on your discovery, Mrs. Young. Wallace Cox.
A lot of you people would like to be like me, no doubt. In order to be like me, you have to have had my childhood. That lets out most of you. During my childhood, I was subject to the influence of various characters. For example, a lad named Dufo. I'll speak to you about him in the manner of another childhood friend, Johnny Fazula, for reasons of my own. We used to have a friend, Dufo. What a crazy guy. Always makes us laugh. You know, when you're a kid, you do anything for a dare. You hang over the edge of a roof on a board for a dare. We've seen these guys just trying to get 2 foot to hang over the edge of a roof on a board. We seen the board. It was a little thin board, and we told him it wouldn't hold you, you know? So he's going to do it anyway. What a crazy guy. We used to play roof tag. Everybody has to run over the roof, and everybody has to run under the wire for ready or something, I don't know. So anyway, everybody runs under the wire but Dufo. Gets him right in the neck. What a crazy guy. You know when a guy can't swim, you throw him in the water, he gets scared. We seen this guy, he couldn't swim, we turn him in the water and he's getting real scared. So I was telling Dufo, hey, pull him out, you know, he's drowning, he's turning blue, everything. So he's pushing him in again. What a crazy guy. We used to play backyard race. Everybody has to run across the backyard and climb over the fence, run across the backyard and climb over the fence. And like that. And whoever gets to the end first wins. So this one backyard, every time I run across, the lady comes out and throws things at it. You know, water, pans, everything. And her husband gets real mad. He puts up a board with nails in it. So every time he climb over the fence, he has to jump over the nails. So one time he's out climbing over the fence. Everybody jumps over the nails but Dufo. 16 stitches. What a crazy guy. We used to take cars and drive it around. We didn't keep them or anything. You know, some guys sell them. We didn't sell them or anything. We used to park them in front of the police station where we threw them. But we seen his car. It was a 39 Packard, and the keys was in the street driving around. So I said, let's go over to Dufo's house. So we went over there and left it on the front of Winnie's sign and said, hey, Dufo, there's my car out there. How do you like it? So he says, dead eat your car. You know, he's real dumb. So I told him, sure, here's the keys. I said, go ahead, take your girl for a ride. So he gets in it. He just gets around the corner and the cops pick him up. He's on 2 years probation. He used to sing real crazy. There's a tavern in the town, in the town. And there, my two loves sit some down, sit some down. And he drinks his wine as merry as can be. And never, 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 never thinks of me. Before I must leave thee, do not let this parting be thee. For you know, the best of friends, my part. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, so I shall hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. And may the, may the, may the, may the world go well with thee, well with thee.
My jaws hurt so much I can't talk. Oh, now I don't want to talk anymore. Hello. What's your name, Mrs. Kolinsky?
Jacqueline.
Mrs. Jacqueline Kolinsky. I like that name, okay. Jacqueline. That's very pretty. And that's such a chic hat you have.
Thank you.
That's really something. What about you? You're married, I see. What else do you do?
Just a housewife.
Just a housewife, mm-hmm. Huh? Sally, you don't look like just a housewife. You look like maybe you could design things.
I do a little designing on the side, yes.
Mm-hmm. And on the side, what do you design on the side?
Evening gowns, dinner dresses.
On the
that's
side?
Kind of thing. On the side.
I like evening gowns on the front. Never mind on the side here, but what do you do besides that? Let me see now. Who did you bring for us tonight?
A girl I met through our mutual interest in home economics and designing. Her name is Joan Dexter.
Joan Dexter. What does she do?
She's a coloratura soprano.
In opera?
Not at the Met, but she did appear at Carnegie Hall and soloed with the Rochester Symphony and at Radio City Music Hall, and she was at one time with Xavier Cugat.
Oh, your discovery certainly has had a wide experience. Let's see what she does with Archie Blyer and his orchestra, huh? Thanks very much, Mrs. Kalinske. Let's have the Lipton Spotlight on Joan Dexter.
Sempre le fate Dio vuole dare di gioia in gioia perché per il vider mio sei sentieri sei piacer tasca il giorno e il giorno moia che finita ne riprovinta di volare che io pensi volare io pensi